This is Dustin.
Hey, Dustin, it's Todd Schaefer.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm calling because your traveler's policies are renewing. So it looks
Yeah,
like
they've already, I think they already took the money, didn't they?
I didn't see that. I didn't look that far, but here, let me look.
I think it was around 3,300, something like that.
Yeah, so the autos actually went down $25 for the year. Not huge, but it's a good
Okay.
trend that way. The
Yeah.
homeowners did go up about $400. But that's actually because all my carriers are like adjusting for the increased cost of lumber and labor and stuff. So they increased your dwelling from 346,000 to 376,000.
Okay, so
So
that premium change alone is what I mean that change to coverage is what then changed my premium.
right. So there was the I'm not seeing any true homeowner rate increases. I'm seeing an adjustment in coverages.
Okay, so that's why my premium changed, because I did have that question
Yeah,
because
they
I'm with your
increased it
refi.
$30,000.
Okay, so $30,000 cost me $400.
No, so that
That's
also increases all the other things. So one of because like the personal content coverage would have went up as well, the other structures. And I was going to ask you, I was going to look at my fact finder.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on. All right. So you do have a carport that's not, well, I mean, you have, I think it was 37,000 in other structure coverage. So I was going to ask you if you feel you need that. That would be for your carport and that shed.
That seems a bit high to me, personally.
Okay. So it just defaulted 10% of the, hold on, I'm trying to get the policy back up. Because that could have been something they adjusted as well.
Yeah, so well, what I'm wondering is, what I don't exactly know what that means. Like, so they're saying if that structure got damaged, would I need $37,000 to replace it? Is that what they're
Well, hold on. I'm trying to get them. Give me one more second. I want to make
Sure.
sure that I'm actually. Yeah,
Sorry if I
so
yell in your ear
it's a default of 10% of your dwelling, but they allow me to basically change that. So I think I marked your shed down for 7,000 and your carport down to 2,500. So we could bring that down to 10,000. And
I think, why don't we keep it at 15 just to be safe?
okay,
And
fair
then
enough.
we'll go from there. So my thought was on that is, I can't see other than like a major wind event, which we're obviously having here, taking that whole shed over would probably only cost me about 6K to replace, 6 to 7,000
Right,
to
and
replace
here's
that
the thing.
shed.
I mean, wind and hail deductibles are all $2,500 anymore. So I mean, that kind of,
Doesn't matter. It's replacement cost at that point, right? So
yeah. So hold on,
yeah,
let me
I
make
feel
that
like that's
change for you. I mean, that won't be a huge
okay.
change, just so you know. But it will definitely. I mean, between if we get
Be
another
something.
$25 or $50, between the car going
Yeah.
down and that down, it kind of balances things out.
This is why I work with you, my friend, because I know you'll look at these things for me.
I
So,
do, and I'd prefer. I
yeah.
mean, with you carrying $1 million of liability on the home, I'd prefer to keep you at Travelers because they are like a premier company. And the
Right.
fact that the
I
auto, I
agree.
mean, the auto rates are on a good track, and I've seen that consistently. So it's not, I'm kind of
Okay.
worried about what to happen after these Marshall fires, but I guess we'll find that out next year.
Yeah, we will. I'd rather see how that impact will impact us long term, but short term, I think we have the right approach here. Our autos look pretty good. The only one question I had for you there was, if I do decide to buy another vehicle and I make my Nissan truck, I actually go and title it as a recreational vehicle.
Okay.
Does that change my rates? Right now you have it as a rec vehicle because I use it that way, but does it change the rates if I title it as a rec vehicle?
I've not heard of anybody ever saying they're going to title a vehicle as a recre. So you're, when you say recreational vehicle, I mean, are you modifying it in any way?
No, so the way that a buddy of mine does it is he has two trucks. One truck, he doesn't want to pay the massive rate, not only when he registers it, but he doesn't want to pay the massive rate of insurance because he literally uses it like once or twice a year for utilitarian purposes, or because he's going to go up to the mountains with it or
Right.
whatever the case
So
is.
yeah, if we rate
So.
it as a pleasure vehicle and put the miles down to like 4,000 a year, it honestly is not a huge
Difference. Okay.
yeah.
All right.
I mean,
Okay.
I
That's what I
actually
wanted to
sometimes I
confirm.
don't even see a difference in rates, but occasionally, oh
Okay.
wow, by the way, that it decreased the rate $61 doing that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that, man. I think that we're good to go then. If you want to make that adjustment on the homeowners, the only issue there is be the escrow would overpay, and that's not a
Right,
problem because,
and then what will happen is Travelers will send you a check for $61.
That works, my friend. I appreciate you checking everything. I feel like we're good to go for 2022.
Okay, awesome. Call me anytime,
All
okay?
right. You got it, my
All
friend. I
right,
really
thank you.
appreciate it. Keep playing music. Have a good time.
All
Talk to you
right, you
soon.
too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.